Hi, y'all. I'm Eli Wilkerson, certified fraud examiner and U.S. Army veteran, Afghanistan 2010-2011. I've served 10 years in Texas law enforcement and earned a master's of business administration. Take a trip with me back in time to the 1920s, to a time of booms and busts, to an era of glitz and greed, which built a powder keg of crime, corruption, and murder. We don't even have to travel to Chicago. Let's take a short drive to the rolling plains of northeastern Oklahoma. Let's turn the pages of Killers of the Flower Moon by David Graham. Like all true crime stories, there is the backstory. This story starts when the U.S. federal government forcibly relocated the various American Indian nations to the reservations in the Oklahoma Territory. The federal government established requirements for these tribes regarding ownership and management of the land. In 1897, oil was discovered in the Osage Territories, known today as Osage County. The U.S. Department of the Interior allotted 657 acres of land to each Osage on the tribal rolls in 1907, thereby making the oil rights as property owned by the individual Osages. These rights became known as head rights. These rights could be inherited legally regardless if the heir was Osage, related by blood, or married into the tribe. The economic demand for oil skyrocketed by 1920. The Osage Nation was sitting on one of the largest known oil reserves at the time. Documents show that in 1923 alone, the Osage Nation as a whole took in roughly $30 million, either through selling head rights or percentages from oil production. To put this into perspective, the $30 million is approximately $40 million today. Some Osages spent their money lavishly, traveled to Europe, bought fancy cars, gaudy jewelry, sent their children to private schools, and the like. Newspapers across the nation featured articles of the Osages' wealth and how they spent their money. As with the various gold rushes throughout American history, the possibility of new, fast wealth attracted entrepreneurs and workers to the oil fields looking for a quick fortune. The population rapidly grew, towns were built almost overnight, and the oil derricks became part of the landscape. Fortunes were being made and lost by the Osages and the newcomers. Unknown exactly where the idea came from, the U.S. government developed and passed a law requiring that each Osage be appointed a guardian or ward to manage the royalties and the estates of the Osages until financial responsibility could be proven by each individual Osage. This law covered the Osage children as well. Often the local business owners and lawyers in Osage County were appointed by the courts for these ward positions. If you're starting to see a potential problem, are you starting to see a potential setup? As a certified fraud examiner, we are trained on the application of criminologist Donald Creasy's fraud triangle. The basics of the fraud triangle theory are that when three specific variables meet, the chance of fraudulent behaviors is increased. These variables are perceived opportunity, rationalization, and perceived unshareable financial need. This is also known as financial pressure. When I first started reading Killers of the Flower Moon by David Graham, I was expecting a classic true crime murder plot. Due to my training and experience, I started to see this piece of history weaves together murder, assassinations, fraud, conspiracy, and corruption. I'm Eli Wilkerson,